It's the Crave More Life Roadshow, DIY ass-kicking to manage life's emotional shit-kicking. And here's your host, the women's coach, Diana Leader, bringing you greetings and gutsy stuff from the land of confidence, sexy, and living from you, no matter what. By the way, you might not want to share this with your grandma unless she's a potty mouth too.
You're listening to episode 7 of Crave More Life's audio blog titled, That New Think Ain't Gonna Cut It. So there I was the other night sitting around watching some TV and just about fell off my chair when a commercial made the claim that a new bathtub will change your life. Okay, I know we hear smack all the time on TV, but are you kidding me right now? Do advertisers really think that we are that gullible to believe that bettering our lives is as simple as getting a new bathtub? Just for the record, girls, even though a great bathtub is where I have spent many hours of downtime, it will not change your life. Similar to a new outfit or a snazzy new car. Friggin' awesome to have, but not life-changing. A bathtub seems like an obvious example, but we do tend to get caught up in external influences that we believe will change our life in some way. And sometimes that's just because the real work to make changes and shifts can feel simply easier to avoid. To change your life in any way, you gotta do the inner work. You have to know what's working and what's not, and decide that life is too short to put up with the knots. Deciding that you are enough will change your life. Saying no when you want to will change your life. Saying yes when you want to will change your life. Building a tribe of like-minded friends that support you and your goals will change your life. Dropping your expectations that are based on fucked up social standards will change your life. Making it your life's work to do what thrills you will change your life. Trusting that you can feel your feelings without reaching for food or other false comforts will change your life. Taking care of all of you, emotionally, physically, nutritionally, and spiritually, will change your life. Not the new bathtub, or the new outfit, or even the new lover. So here's your challenge for the week, lovelies. Stop avoiding doing the real work. Pay attention to your deep core and what you need. And start making that happen. Baby steps if necessary, you will get there. And find time every single day, even if it's only 15 minutes, to go to your bathroom, and whether you have a great bathtub or not, fill that sucker to the brim, throw in some coconut oil, my personal fave, and get the hell in. And while you're letting any tension from the day seep out of your pores, consider what might change your life. Because now you know it ain't a new bathtub.